Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
Now it's open line. It's a Friday, 7 o'clock hour. Whatever you want to discuss, let's go.
Please, the world, I'd like to know when SARS is changing the text tables. When are we due for that?
I'm not quite sure why they'd want to change the text tables. But maybe give us more clarity on the question.
My question for open line is, Sizwe, what happened to that guy that you owed 3,000 to? Did you end up doing what he said you're going to do?
Yeah, no, I paid him, obviously, that day when we did the show. Shame. He sent me another text thanking me and actually just apologizing for how he spoke. So I didn't end up doing anything about it. So, yeah, he continues to be a supplier.
What's the context? What happened?
I
don't remember.
Long
that.
Story. You weren't even around.
Oh.
But basically, it was a supplier in one of my other properties. And it turns out that he had an unpaid invoice.
Oh.
So he called me and was pretty rude about it. So, yeah. So we just discussed it on the show.
Oh, okay.
Morning, sees the world. Guys, go up in line today. Challenge is highlighting or maybe schoolmen Alendaba, yes, Dream City, Modern Fontaine City, Bevateva Zoyaka, and so on. Anyone obone is sign Yoguti goes over the city and Ezobeakwe after 1994?
Oh boy, I don't know about Modern Fontaine specifically, but I do know that there are a lot of mega city projects that have already been approved. Some started and they kind of stalled midway because of mismanagement of funds. What usually happens with these megacity projects is the person who's running the project is in charge of getting the funding themselves, right? Mm. So you fund the project, you keep it going, and then you invoice periodically. So once you get through a certain phase, right, let's say maybe you do the subsoil work, you do the drainage, and then you invoice for that. Then you do foundations, and you invoice for that. Then you do the wall plates, you invoice for that. Then you do the ceiling and the roofing and all that stuff, you invoice for that. Then you do plumbing, you invoice for that. But obviously, you need to carry it through that certain phase. As you can imagine, if you're building, let's say, even 5,000 houses, foundation for 5,000 houses is not cheap. You literally need to have hundreds of millions to keep these things going. And a lot of people took on these projects and they ran out of money. So, I mean, some of the money was mismanaged also. Let's not lie. So, yeah, there's that.
Sizwane, as you know, April vele khona radio. So, ngicela ukubuza ukuthi khona umuntu kwamele sim expect ozojoin ekhaya like top DJs nje. Ngibuza lokho. Khona nje sim expect nje ozojoin. And la kusiz the world uchinsho lizoba khona or guys sisazohamba kanje.
That is funny. You asked me very tough questions. Even if I knew, I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
But no. I mean, I can tell you we're not going to have any changes in our show. See, that's grandy. Also, our financial year doesn't run like this ABC financial year, right? So ours runs from June to May. Now, whether or not somebody could join us, I don't know. It could be that somebody would get fired maybe somewhere, and then maybe they come here seeking employment. You never know. What I will tell you is that up until a week ago, a major DJ was going to vacate his show. He does a very big show. And I don't know if he changed his mind, but he called me and we spoke about it earlier. Late last week.
Yeah.
And he's decided not to leave anymore.
Oh, so they weren't firing him. It was him saying, I'm leaving.
Yeah, it was him saying he's leaving.
Well, that sounds untouchable.
Because he wasn't happy with it. I guess certain things and how they were going there. Terrorist coast. Open line. Let's go.
So, Sitrachiwe ATRC, the Satracho. What happened to the reinforcement that was with Fumede ATRC, Amasoch? It was all a lie. Basically, meaning Mzansi doesn't have soldiers. Anyone can come in and say, Ngizon trapa. And this is embarrassing. This is from the skinny one.
Hey, skinny one. Let's be fair, right? In the army, it's not like fighting in the streets. you also need resources. You need artillery. And so when somebody doesn't supply the resources, because this thing costs a lot of money, right? Then that's where the issue is. When we send troops, we just send them as support troops. We don't send them with our artillery. Maybe we'll send them with a rifle or whatever. But if they don't get ombayimbayi, if they don't get proper shielding, if they don't get support from the country where they're there to fight, then obviously they're going to lose. Because the M23 rebels, those guys are well-funded. Those guys have got RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades. Those guys have got heavy, heavy resources because they've got support. You see? So our people, it's not that our soldiers lost because they were cowards. It was just an untenable situation. That's it.
It didn't happen, obviously, the guy was rude to you and we spoke about it on the show. No, it gets better. You were so ticked off. What were you thinking of just summer buying the whole... Yeah, you said you were gonna employ his employees. Oscar Rapasol, if I solved the whole story, we were all begging you got to go to your nom, Tatelama. We didn't discuss it. The plan was, you see, I remember everything. You gave him the two bikes and they were good to go. Even like he wasn't doing the work anyway.
Yeah, but I didn't want to rehash the whole story. Saul can go and listen because this show is online. He knows how to catch up on shows.
Hey, you wanted to destroy the man and his business.
Sizu, please help me understand. Why is it that Afrikaans soaps and dramas don't always have a direct translation of the name, like with Stephen Delon? All these other things that are playing on ETV, it's always just an Afrikaans name and that's it. There's never a direct translation, like when Isidingo the Need, Isita the Enemy. Can you explain that for me? Is it a must for Nguni languages to be translated and for Afrikaans it's not?
I'm glad you asked that because it's always irked me. It's just lack of creativity. Yeah. That's all it is.
No, Nina, nitanda inclusivity. Ban bonisa talugut, they're not about inclusivity. Nina, nitanda goes faga. That's your problem.
So that's really all it is. So when people go, I don't know, Isono, the sin, that's really just because...
You think you need to be inclusive.
Yeah. But it's also lack of creativity.
And I think it speaks to just pride, man. Afrikaners are super, so proud of their culture, heritage, and their language. They don't feel like they need to explain themselves to anyone. Mm-hmm. If you want to watch Seven Dilan, there are some titles. But to change the whole Seven Dilan and say, what, 7th Avenue or Street? Nah. So we must also stop the thing.
Stick to your own lane.
Isubaya, Isubaya. See? Done.
The 6th lane.
Kaya News.
Kaya News
on Kaya 959.
With the news headlines at 7:30, good morning. I'm Fundo Mabalan. A woman's body has been recovered from a river in Pinetown, KZN, after her car was swept away during the floods. The organization Undoing Tax Abuse says government must urgently address the funding gap of HIV/AIDS programs following the termination of aid by the USA. The organization warns that budget constraints could jeopardize treatment access for millions relying on antiretroviral therapy. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says he agrees with the proposal for a 30-day ceasefire in the Ukraine war in principle, but insists on further negotiations. I'll have more on these and other stories at 8 o'clock.
Okay, so, I mean, we joke around about Trump and all those things, but now that this aid has been pulled and there is a shortfall, if we don't step in, there will be a resurgence of HIV. And we're kind of almost winning that fight. Now, you're going to see.
But Aronzo Lady keeps dismissing it, saying it was 17%, so there should be no worries. Mm. But the problem is, when speaking to TAC, the Treatment Action Campaign, they say no, there is cause for concern, because for them, they were an NGO and they have certain elements that were funded by this aid. But really what they were doing is that they were coming in as additional assistance in the clinics, etc., allowing for the queues to move smoothly and faster. So it's still up in the air, because government, I don't know if they're downplaying it or genuinely the 17% is insignificant.
There's no way 17% is insignificant. Let's go to Aaron Motsoaledi now and tell him, I'll take a fifth of your paycheck away. Let's see if it's insignificant.
Because that's the thing. It's 17% of what? Because when you're just going to say it's 17% of 5 rand versus 17%
of billions,
then it's different.
Yeah. And we can't say that there was any HIV program that wasn't worth it, because we had them for a reason. Mm. But they're saying, at best, the ARV treatment itself, the medication, government is able to fund it. But I don't know, now we're dismissing the impact of those programs. So it's up in the air, but government just tells us don't panic. So
yeah, I mean, I don't think we should panic at all. They're right about that. But this money, this shortfall, just needs to come from somewhere. That's all. And it's probably going to come from us now.
Tax. More tax.
Yeah.
So open line, I'd like to ask, man. I won money in 2006 on your competitor radio station. And the DJ was Utlen Lewis at that time, the host. In 2006, I won 1,000 rand, but I never got that money. How do I claim it?
Ha! That's not. Hey,
wait,
TV.
Man.
Keep this voice notes, Glenn. Kokelavadula, eh? Wankolota.
Oh,
keep these voice notes, right? On Drive 959. Who is Kale? 2006 plus interest. We have Kale in 10 hours.
Skolota Smoli.
10 hours. Tate in Pimville.
Hello, how are you there? Season Sunday, Sol Pendoka, Nompo. Let me say happy Friday and happy birthday to my daughter.
Thank you, sir.
Guys, I'm worried to the educational system in South Africa. I think it's time it needs to be changed, guys.
Okay, tell us why.
It's because of it's not working. It's really not working. It has been directed to such an extent that you become stereotype. It's like a chain. It's a map. It's a road map that's made like you go to primary school, you go to high school, you go to varsity, you wait for work.
So what would you suggest the changes be?
The changes should be, we must start bringing programs that says, how do we fit these kids to an economy? Like the other countries, what they're doing in China, from an early age, you are being directed to be a designer of a sort to fit the economy. I believe that's what we need, because we'll keep on complaining to the government saying, hey, no jobs. We need to go out to the world and showcase. South African people are comfortable. They are here. They're not moving around like you'd see the Botswana people and all that, because they're trying to implement things. So I feel like things need to be changed. The curriculum on its own needs to be redone. I don't know how to explain it. That's my view on it.
Okay. No, thank you very much for that. It's actually not a bad view at all. And I think a lot of people will agree with you, because we do need to obviously nurture a workforce that will be competitive in the future. Right now, I always say I feel like we're just incubating economic slaves. That's unfortunately where we need to leave it in this hour.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.